A processing plant on the Alaska Peninsula was destroyed by fire yesterday afternoon. From KSDP in Sandpoint, Tony Gorman has more.
The village public safety officer and local residents responded to the call of a fire at the Trident Seafoods processing plant in Chignik around 2 p.m. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Beth Ispin says they fought the blaze for 2 hours before backing off.
About an hour into fighting the fire efforts, they started smelling ammonia, and they grew concerned, but they continued to fight for another hour when it just became to the point where they were really concerned about everybody's safety. So they backed off, they cleared the area, they evacuated people from a half-mile radius around the plant. About 250 to 300 workers there at the plant were moved to another area, a support area, where they're being housed there.
Trident spokesperson Joe Plesha in Seattle says the incident will definitely cut the season short in Chignik.
Obviously, the season won't last as long as it was intended because of the fire and the shutdown of the facility. But the season was on it was winding down in any event.
Four people were treated at the local clinic for minor smoke inhalation. Two of them were later transported to King Salmon and then to Anchorage as a precautionary measure. All four have since been released. The plant is a total loss. Other buildings at the facility were not seriously damaged. There's no timetable on when the plant will be up and running again. A deputy fire marshal and an Alaska State Trooper will be in Chignik today to investigate the cause of the fire. Trident officials will make the trip to make their own assessments as well. A damage estimate has not yet been determined. In Sandpoint, I'm Tony Gorman.